wonder what she bought it for.
The wonderful Jess Clayman. Thank you for a beautiful Sunday morning. Jake with you and Ellen in the studio. How are
you? Good morning, Jake.
Yeah, so nice to be live on air.
I know, it's quite a novelty, actually.
Yeah, it feels unnatural. You're listening to 2SER Supporter Drive with Jake and Ellen. We're here with you for the next 2 hours. In the midst of Supporter Drive, reaching out to you to reach out into your pockets and send us some money. It doesn't come cheap to run 2SER, and we do this 2 weeks every year. Beg you, please, do you have any coins, sir? But we're going to be interspersing some music with you as well. We've got one that's from Ellen this morning.
Personal request from me.
Yeah, this is Confidence Man. 95149500 is the number to call. Let's pop this one up. Boyfriend, Confidence Man.
Here on 2SER.
Because of policies that are there, it goes because of stereotyping, it goes because of stigma associated, and because of focusing on issues related to women's health as if they are related to pregnancy and delivery, but not the whole life cycle of women and not all the roles that women play.
Jumping back to this time, how do you begin to move towards more evidence-based care?
Well, it's two things. Evidence-based care comes from actually identifying the issue that we would like to develop the evidence in, whether it's pain management, sleep management, activity management, managing intravenous injections, safety of patients. So identifying that and then developing a research program to identify the best practices that actually has the outcome that we want, which is quality care. So that's one. But that's a separate issue from that you could have the evidence, but you could provide care that's not equal to everybody, not equal in terms for gender or equitable for also people of color and minorities. So these are two different issues. So in one society, you can have the clinical trials that shows what is the best way to manage pain for people, but then you don't deliver that to everybody equally. Mm. And the haves and the have-nots and those who are not stereotyped. We need to be recognizing, wearing the glasses of disparities to be able to recognize that there are disparities in care. Disparities not only in care, disparities in diagnosis, disparities in intervention, and then disparities in care.
So wearing these glasses, what is step one to address this disparity and provide equal levels of care? How do you go about doing that?
They are not linear steps. They need to be happening contextually at the same time. So one is to first recognize that's there, to do research to demonstrate, which has been done, to demonstrate that there is inequitable care and disparities in care, to educate the next generation of healthcare professionals to recognize that and to have the framework to provide culturally competent care, gender competent care. But number three, for those healthcare professionals that are practicing now, we need to start from the assumption that it's really ignorance about disparities rather than it's intentional that they provide unequal care.
And how so?
They haven't been educated to recognize it. They don't see it. They grew up in a culture that normalizes it. They grew up in a culture that condones gender.
2SER is an independent, non-for-profit community radio station. We rely on your financial support to continue making real radio. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
Quadruple L there. That one is called Blue. And just before that, you heard new stuff from Japanese Breakfast. That one was Machinist. You are listening to 2SER with Jake Morecambe and Ellen Leibeater. It's the two-hour variety show in what would normally be Think programming. And for people who aren't familiar, we're in Supporter Drive. 9514 9500 is the number to call if you want to sign up to become a supporter of the station. And more importantly, the Think programs, which are what, Ellen?
So the Think programs are three programs. So Think Health, Think Sustainability, and Think Digital Futures that go to air every Sunday. And we spend a lot of time every week preparing those half-hour shows. So it seems effortless when they're on the air, but that's because a lot of work and a lot of research goes into those shows, importantly.
And I think the really important thing about the Think programs is that we do cover a real diversity of content, kind of delving into transhumanism all the way to data centers, all the way to what is diabetes, and really beating down onto a topic. And we speak straight to the source. So we talk to academics. We really can kind of like pull out what we need and give you really interesting detail into, I guess, an array of different scientific areas, which you really don't get. There's not a whole massive podcast environment and climate like that, or that's catering for that now in Australia.
Especially because a lot of the research that we do look at, we look at it in extreme depth.
Yeah.
And we're not just after the clickbait headline. We take the time to talk to the researchers. So when you listen to them, you're hearing a very concise, a very articulate, and a very informative approach to their research, and very in-depth as well.
Yeah, and we're doing that all for you, for the listener. You are the ones who keep this station running and the Think shows alive, and you can continue to do so. Become a supporter of 2SER. 9514 9500 is the number to call, or jump online, 2ser.com/donate.
Yeah, that's right. Become a 2SER supporter and help keep the Think shows running for another 12 months.
You can sign up as a concession, which also is the same price as a pet, funnily enough. Or if you have a student cat, you can probably get a discount on that one too.
And it's all tax deductible.
Absolutely. 9514 9500 is the number to call, or jump online, 2ser.com/donate. Got a little bit of a banger for you. This one's from Tuxedo. It's called Do It. And you should. You should do just that.
Do it.
Become a supporter. 9514 9500 or 2ser.com/donate. You're on 2SER. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.
I'm 2017 Marrickville Festival is back on October 22 with live music from headliners Timberwolf, plus Tinsmith, Blackbird Hum, Yannick Trio, Henry Fjords and much more. Last year's break winner Apache return and the break stage battle is on again for 2017. The International Dance Floor will showcase schools and community groups and there's the Kids Play Park to keep the little ones happy. The Marrickville Festival, Sunday, October 22 from 10 a.m. at Marrickville and Illawarra Roads. Inner West Council sponsors 2SER 107.3.
There are over 200 volunteers at 2SER making over 70 programs and podcasts every week. But making radio ain't cheap. Your money helps keep these programs on air. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
Sassy009 is the artist behind that one. The track was Are You Leaving? And just before that, a new banger from Tuxedo. That one was called Do It. And you can do just that. Support 2SER during our supporter drive. 9514 9500 is the number to call. Or jump online, 2SER.com/donate. Ellen and Jake with you for the next 2 hours.
That's right. We are here to ask you to dig deep and support 2SER. It is all tax deductible and you can, you know, put any dollar amount. Over $2 is tax deductible. But, you know, if you can become a lifetime supporter for $600, Passion, it's $160, Standard's $80, and Concession is $40. Nice round numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Concession is also pet inclusive. If you do have a cat, dog, bird, pigeon, same thing. I don't know.
Gecko?
If you have gecko or if you have all of the above, you can sign them up as supporters as well.
Sign them all up, even.
Yeah, 2SER animal family. I feel like we are like that all already. 9514-9500 is the number to call. Going to jump into some more music now. This one's from Blood Cultures. It's called Detroit. You're on 2SER, 9514-9500 or 2SER.com/donate. Become a supporter now.
Big or small the occasion, Crust Pyrmont is your go-to pizza store in the Sydney CBD.